What we've decided to do today is we're going to do a little kind of study on ambergris. The sound mightn't be great because I'm using my laptop microphone because the microphone I have has a USB connection and it won't fit into my new laptop because they've phased out USB connections. So I have to get an adapter or get a new microphone. So that's the first thing. So we're going to do ambergris and we're going to look at a sort of, I suppose, odor profile and what we know. And then while I was getting ready, because I have a little lump here, look, I just see that one.
Oh,
It's
lovely.
only small now. It was much bigger. And then before I came on the podcast, I put some into see it's there, but I should have had it ready since it because it takes a while to dissolve. You can still see it there, and then I try to heat
Can
it.
see the residue, yeah.
Yeah,
Leave
you
it
have to
like
leave
this,
it.
you know. Oh, what a precious thing,
Yeah,
my.
and so there's no particular odor profile from it, but what I can do is if with the little chunk here, if you light it, did you ever do this? So you can just light it.
No, I never had. I never did.
Yeah, and so you can still hear it.
Well,
Yeah, now you can hear
you
the
know, I
lighter there.
cherish it.
It's like a, see the way it's melting,
Yeah.
like a resin, see? And then you get the proper, like it literally is like a tar black melting down, like, and that's how you test it. So if anybody ever finds it on a beach, you get it, and you don't know for sure that it's ambergris. So what you do is you get a needle, like a hot needle, and you heat it up, and then you stick the needle into the ambergris. And if it's real ambergris, you'll see the needle sinking in, and you'll see this kind of black, shiny, like tar. Sorry, that's notifications.
And the scent of it, and the scent
And
of it.
the scent of it is unmistakable. But
Yeah.
like if you've never smelled it before, you kind of might not know what it smells like.
No, I know that. This is my
Yeah.
problem. I got so many pellets of it.
It really.
Yeah, I used to work in the Oceanographic Institute, and we used to collect fish. Sometimes it used to come these little pellets in the net mixed with
No.
the fish, and we just threw out.
No.
Yeah.
And so you get the little pellets, and would they be all different colors? You'd recognize them.
It's a beige.
A beige,
And
yeah.
it wasn't floating, actually. It was
Yes.
down a little bit, not
Yes.
floating. It stayed a little bit down, like
Okay,
kind
so
of
like beneath the surface.
half meter under the surface.
Okay.
Now I know what it was.
But you didn't
Now.
know at the time.
No, because we smelled it thinking of petrol, you know. Maybe it's a bit of petrol that came mixed with paper or something like that, you know, and
Oh.
made a ball.
Because
But
it has the little beaks in it, like you can see with
yeah,
the
though it's
eye.
something like a mass.
Yes, it's like a mass. And then when you cut it or break it open, you can see the little bits of the squid beaks. No,
Yeah,
cuttlefish they
squid.
eat,
Yeah,
and you can see the
cuttlefish and
little
squid.
bits inside. So isn't it amazing? And one of the things, of course, I find the most kind of amazing is that it's created in the same way that a pearl is created.
Yes.
A little bit of sand gets into
Yeah.
your oyster. The oyster doesn't like the irritation, and it builds this stuff around the sand.
To
And
insulate the herd. Insulate like a callus core.
exactly. And
Amazing,
so the
isn't it?
smooth it so it doesn't scratch their stomach anymore. And that's what the ambergris is. I just find that. So it's like a pearl. So like something that, is a
Yeah.
result of something that might be a negative thing. And then look what you get at the end of it. Like it's,
You're right. Yeah, it must be like the pearl.
isn't it amazing? Like, and I think one thing, and I don't know if this is the same for you, but when you smell ambergris for the first time, especially if it's like diluted, you kind of get a feeling like a familiarity, a strange feeling of, did I smell this before?
I identify this smell, you know, it's so feminine.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feminine. Oh, that's interesting now. How you say feminine?
Yeah.
Because
Do you know why?
no.
It reminds me of panties. Not really dirty,
Not really dirty, but
but used by one day.
that's good, Ambergris. Now you're talking
Isn't
about
it? Isn't it?
it.
There is this thing very strong, and then the rest, which is the C and the algae, and
And it'd have to be kind of
it's
like
so,
healthy panties from a healthy
yes,
person.
healthy panties.
Actually, you're so right. Oh
Yeah.
my God. And like, because see, I got this piece from a man. He's called, he has a company called Celtic Ambergris. And after a storm, he'd go out and he'd find more. After that's the best time. If listeners want to know, the best time is after a big storm. And they, because it floats, when the storm wave washes over, people think, oh, let's look on the beach for ambergris. But because the storm wave washes over, a storm wave often washes up a lot higher than the beach. So
Yes.
you'll often find it up on the grass away from the beach
Yeah.
because the wave will wash it up that far. And some of the pieces that he found, he even found them in, you know, in a field up by, you know, up from the beach. And he has a dog. So he has his dog trained to find it. So you nearly wouldn't be able to do it without a dog. And to train the dog, of course, you need to have the ambergris to start with. You
Yes.
know, the interesting thing is how it's all different colors. So this one is kind of beige, but then he showed me ones that are pure black, like shoe polish, that color black. And then he had ones that are as white as chalk. And so you have this whole range. And then the ones that are shoe polish black, they smell like, I have to just describe it as ass crack. We've got a
No,
language
what's that?
barrier, but you know what I mean.
No,
Okay, so you know
what's
your
that?
so you know your ass cheeks, your butt. Yeah.
Oh,
So they smell like
it's more intense than
way more intense.
the smell, I think.
And then the whiter it gets, the less like ass crack it smells,
I
you know?
can see
So,
now. So that's much, much more recent, you
yes, yeah. So the
know. Then
blacker
it
it is, the
gets,
less, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
as it matures, it loses this stench, isn't
Yes,
it?
exactly. It loses the stench
How
because the stench is
beautiful.
really only the stench of it kind of probably coming through the, you know,
The problem with
yeah, exactly. It's
the
coming through the
illness
poo
is,
canal, but it actually isn't poo. Loads of people think that it's whale poo, but it isn't really the poo.
comes
It comes with the poo. It comes with
with
the poo. But I'd love to hear more from you now because you've more experience than I do with perfumery. So what would
more
you,
like using it.
yes.
Yes, I prepare a tincture with it. I
Yeah.
still have a big chunk that you sent me. Remember?
I do. It gets
Yeah.
better with age as well.
Yes, it's fantastic. So I scrape it a little bit,
Yeah.
put it in the alcohol I'm gonna work with, and make a kind of a litter of alcohol with the ambergris inside. It's a light, very light tincture, but makes all the difference.
Yeah, so in other words, you nearly wouldn't even smell it in the tincture, but when you use that tincture as like your perfume base,
Ah,
it's
yes, it gives a little, you know, expansion and deepness in the scent. It's very, very good to use it. This is the way I use the most. Sometimes I put it a bit more in a determined perfume because it's not alive. So I
Oh,
put a little bit of ambergris to give it life,
that's
to
right.
give it strength and modulation and movement, because it's kind of stank. It's nice, but it's no good, I want it to be great. So I put ambergris.
That's right. And that again, we use that word like we did with patchouli. It's like exalts. It exalts what you put it into.
Yes, it exalts it,
It does, yeah.
the
And
perfume
it's
just.
amazing the change it makes in it. Like it gives it so much life, you know. And over time as well, I find if I use it in something, I make mostly solid perfumes. And if I use it in a solid perfume on the, you know, the di first week, oh, I love it. And then, but then as time goes on, the ambergris takes more. It like, do you find that
Yes,
as well? It takes hold more
yes, yes.
as
It
time goes on.
engulfs the perfume.
It does.
You must be very careful not to leave it all too much, because it's gonna eat it all,
It could exactly. You
die.
could actually end up ruining your perfume if you use too much of it.
No, yeah,
Yeah.
you have to be very, very careful
Yeah, very, very
in
careful.
the
Yeah.
use of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I use that at the most, when I make tinctures to put on the perfume direct. I use 3%.
That's all. Very good.
3%, and it's very strong. It
Nice.
is so strong at 3%, Ruth, that it solidifies on the lid.
God. Wow. Amazing.
It's
Yeah,
so
it's
strong.
yeah, the tiniest bit. Like I made a solid perfume recently. And I didn't have any tincture. So what I did was I just put the tiniest, like a grain. Like a little grain of ambergris, you know, like how you scrape and it would be like a little bit of dust. You would hardly even see it. And this went into the solid perfume. I thought over time, it's, you know, obviously, you know, it'll still be there. Like you can still see at the bottom of the thing, you can still see the little grains. But even though you think it hasn't even really been dissolved properly, it still owns that perfume, you know, it's still. Has that perfume? It's made it. It made the
Yes,
perfume. Yeah.
it melts into the perfume and gets it, and the perfume that never leaves, because ambergris is like an anchor
Yes, it is.
to it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I'd love to get something from this.
And I'm so distracted that we talked about ambergris, and he said that we're gonna do the ambergris today. Do you know
Yeah.
what I brought?
What?
Vetiver.
That's because we said we were going to do vetiver. Oh,
Completely crazy.
that's okay. But you know something is another thing about amber. Like if the listeners were thinking of ever, you know, investing in ambergris, it is a really good investment because it gets better with age. You have to know what you're buying, and a little bit goes a long, very, very long way. But also, it's so versatile because, well, I find with when you're making perfumes that have delicate floral notes and you have your base notes, it's so difficult to find one that isn't going to just bring down your florals, you know? Whereas ambergris is that one, you know?
It combines with everything. This is the thing about
Yeah,
it.
it combines with
It's
everything without.
beautiful.
Taken well, okay. We were saying it takes over, but if you use an imperceptible amount of it, it acts as that fixative without changing the floral notes at all.
Now give it a bit of presence
Yeah,
and character of a perfume.
that's right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
So, and another thing as well, I saw. I looked for it since it was like a YouTube video, of. There were three master perfumers, and they were all evaluating the same item, which was ambergris tincture. And they were all in different parts of the world as well, but they were evaluating the very same item. And what I found really mad was there were master perfumers as well, so they knew what they were talking about, but they each said different things. I just thought, oh, isn't that
Yeah.
wonderful? There's no getting it right,
No. I think the thing that's more similar to me, it's this panty thing with soap, a bar of old soap.
Very good, yeah.
Soap, not decorated or perfumed soap.
Yes.
No, it's only the bar of soap.
Yeah, that kind of clean.
But tallow soap.
Oh, yes, to get that little fatty note.
Yes, it's
Yeah, and
tallow
but
soap.
there's such a cleanness like I'm getting from this now, even though we talked about it smelling like ass, this
It's
actually
dead, but it's clean.
it still has this clean kind of like almost like a disinfectant kind of smell. Like
This
exactly what you
clean,
said, like a clean, like you just washed your hands with unscented soap.
my goal was for some time, was to imitate the scent of ambergris with algae and fish and things. Crazy, man. I was, trying to have the scent of ambergris. I didn't get it.
It's
No,
impossible.
it's unique.
Yeah,
It's
it's
so
unique.
unique. You can imitate a wood, you can imitate vetiver, you can imitate a lot of things, rose quite well, even narrowly is quite easy to imitate. So you can imitate things, but
But not
ambergris is so
ambergris.
difficult.
Yeah, it's otherworldly, isn't it? It's like as if it came from another planet or something. I have like there's a list of I have here. So you have the marine and the sea breeze. So that would come with like really the white fresh ambergris or the white ambergris. You wouldn't get the marine sea breeze with the very black stuff, unless it was really diluted. And then
Maybe.
a salty skin, which is really actually very good description.
Nice, sweaty and salty and
Like you just come back from the beach. You know that smell when you smell your skin when you just came back from the beach. Warm sun heated driftwood. That's a very good description. Old polished wood. So that's that kind of like not leathery note, but there's a well, there is a little bit. But it's more what you were saying about the kind of petrol-y smell.
Yes, and there is something old in it too,
Yes. Oh, ancient.
kind of, an old handbag.
I was just good. An old handbag, like a musty,
Yeah.
musty smell. You're doing so good, Anne, because you see, I'd love, because you have obviously Portuguese words that are probably more beautiful for your students to use.
But sometimes it's funnier.
Oh yeah, so musty, what would that be in Portuguese? How would you describe it?
No, musty. We don't have musty,
Oh, do you
but
not?
no, or mascarado maybe, but not really.
And then you have tobacco leaf as a another note that's lit written here, so little tobacco. And then there's sweet hay, damp earth, animalic musk, soft leather, church pews or old church wood, seaweed, very
Yes,
subtle.
church thing.
Yeah, the
Yes,
old
there's a
church.
church thing in it. Yeah.
Brazil nuts. There's the nutty. That's that
Naughty.
fatty, nutty,
Naughty.
slightly waxy, slightly powdery. The powdery, again, I'd say would be only present in the white, the very
Ah,
sweet.
you gave me an idea just now because of this powdery.
Yeah.
You said. It just inside my mind, gave a connection. Ambergris, iris.
And the iris root with the ambergris, they're very similar. And they also have that same effect. We have to do iris actually. Iris has that similar effect where if you use it with florals, it doesn't bring them down, It's not it doesn't take over the florals, it still allows the florals to,
Yes.
and it has
But
that powdery.
it's another note that you have to control, otherwise it's going to eat your perfume completely.
It would
It's high
eat your
risk.
perfume. Those are the two kind of things that you don't really, you know, the way people talk about notes in a perfume, notes and ingredients are different,
Jesus,
you
yes.
know.
It's completely different.
You might have
You
ambergris
get
as
the
an
stuff in your
ingredient,
hand.
but you don't, it's not a note. You can't smell it, but it's still an ingredient.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting,
You
isn't
have to
it?
modulate what dilution you're gonna make of it to smell the what you want that precise thing. Well, it's quite difficult. You
It's
have
quite
to
difficult.
be.
It's just trial and error, isn't it? You have to test how much, if I put this percentage, what does it smell like in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks with ambergris? And orris is the same. You have to leave it for even 6 weeks before you can see what it really is going to do.
I've got that ultrasonic device,
Oh, wow. Interesting. I don't
which
have them.
accelerates a little bit of it.
Yeah. And you have to leave it on. There's a little thing twirling around.
No, this is another thing. This is magnetic
Oh.
mixer. The ultrasonic device is a vibration, very loud, and it breaks the cells of the thing you put inside the botanical thing, and it matures the perfume quite quickly, you know. So you can advance 1 month, 2 months
Okay.
in a few hours of
Yeah.
it.
Because people don't realize that either, you know, like there's some perfumes you might, they don't change much maybe, but if you're going to be using these kind of complex base notes in a
Oh,
perfume, you
yes. Did you
have to
know,
wait.
I was comparing now, just you put some ambergris inside alcohol, wasn't
Yeah.
it? That little cup.
Yes, yeah. And it smells like
How long
nothing.
have you been?
No,
How
just like
long?
literally, I forgot to do it last night, so I've been doing it all day, and I still can smell nothing, like nothing. So that just shows
If
you.
you had the ultrasound thing, you put it inside and it breaks
Oh, really? No way.
immediately. Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic. I wanted to do a lot more, but I keep my ambergris.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I can kind of just smell,
Immediate.
starting to smell it now. And I had some tincture from, do you remember, is it Abdesela? Do you remember, he's still trading, I think. He had, is it Abdesela, Salem, or he was in France, I think. And he did all sorts of tinctures, but ambergris, I bought ambergris tincture from him years ago. It was, I think, maybe 3%. And like that, you could hardly smell it when you know, put it on a strip. But boy, did it take over the perfume.
Yes,
You
you have
know,
to be very
you have
careful
to be
with
very, very
ambergris
careful.
and iris and things like that, you know, that the base notes, you have to control them, otherwise they go crazy.
They go crazy, yeah. And then, of course, you have this thing of cost. So when you're making perfumes, and you're using very expensive materials, you know, and then you think, I have to wait, you know, a month or something to see, you know, what it's like before I rework it, maybe. You know, you have to really make them in small batches to save money, you know, because top notes
It's
are
difficult.
cheaper, middle notes are probably the most expensive, like the florals and things, and then base notes are so expensive. But base
Base
notes, at least they
notes.
keep, you know, you can invest, like if you invested in a little piece of ambergris,
Because they keep longer.
they keep longer. You could have it for years.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, with time I thought it was better for me to have a fridge to get my stuff inside, you know,
Yeah.
otherwise it was gonna waste. Because Ruth, The weather is so changeable here.
Is it?
Monday, you can, go from summer to winter.
Oh, it sounds like Ireland.
But summer hot,
Oh,
like
wow.
40 degrees in the morning, and in the afternoon is 26 or something like
What?
that. It's a
That's
drop,
mad.
you know. So
Jeez.
in the ingredients, this is no good.
Oh,
So
so
I
it's
have
the fluctuations in temperature, isn't it?
yes.
So what kind of things would
So
you keep in the fridge then?
I keep the citruses
Yeah.
and the flowers,
Yeah.
a lot of flowers too,
Yeah.
and the vegetable oils.
Very good, very good. And you wouldn't
Otherwise,
have to
they
have
go
the fridge very
against.
cold. You just have it at the same
No, just
temperature.
at the minimum.
Yeah, minimum. Just it's to keep it at the same temperature. It's the very cold,
And
get
in the
very hot,
dark,
and in the dark.
it only switches the light when I open the fridge.
Yes.
So it's all right and keeps
Yeah.
vibrating. Yeah,
That's
it's
worth it, you
okay.
know. Materials are so expensive, you know. But then again, for hunting the ambergris, I don't know. Do you live near the beach?
No, very
No.
far from it.
So if people live near beaches and they want some tips on finding ambergris, so a dog is vital. You could be lucky without a dog, but if and of course you need to buy a piece of ambergris that you know is ambergris that you can train the dog. But so you go out after storms, and then the other thing, you look for beaches that have washed up on them. So in Ireland, if we find a beach that has, you know, maybe like a foreign plastic bottles, like shampoo bottles, rubbish, basically. So beaches with rubbish are good because it means that it's bringing the
The
stuff.
rubbish from
Yeah,
out the sea,
exactly. And then if the rubbish is foreign, so if it has is not English, you know, like it came from France or somewhere else, that's another really good sign that you're going to find it. And then, of course, yeah, so you go up into the far parts of the beach, so not close to the water, way, way up. And then the other thing as well to look for is you know, it's got a there's a what they call it's like an egg shaped. It often has this kind of like egg. You have to think of it as that has,
Rounded.
yeah, roundy. Yeah, it's got, so you have to think of it as it this just passed through a gut. So it's going to have that kind of shape of something that just passed through. Yeah. And then the other thing is as well, it often just looks like a stone, like the color of a stone. And oh yeah, and that's the other thing. It's actually quite light, comparatively light. So if you pick it up and you think, oh, okay, it's much, much lighter than a stone. And then the other thing, of course, is that it floats. And then if you want to do the real test, it's the hot needle test.
The hot needle thing,
Yeah,
yeah.
and that tells you. So, and then
And
there's only a few
that
countries.
scent, that's fantastic. It
Say that again.
gives that scent, that
And it
beautiful
gives that
scent.
scent, yeah, the scent of knickers, panties.
No, it's beautiful, it's not bad,
Oh, it's not bad. I mean, I wonder,
it's
did
the
Gwyneth
spirit of the
Paltrow?
thing. It's not
Yeah.
the real smell of it, but it's the spirit of the thing. It's
It's
just in
the
the background.
spirit. I get you. No, I know. It's not disgusting at all. And also,
Sexy, actually. It's not anything bad. It's
no, it's
sexy.
yes. And I saw there the other day, actually, I think it was, is it Gwyneth Paltrow made a perfume that apparently smells like her vagina. I wonder if they used any ambergris.
Well, if not, a copy of it at Ambroxan, for
It would
instance,
be, I
and
think that would be one of
buy
the
it, a
ingredients.
lot of it. Do you know Ambroxan?
Yes.
Ambroxan
I've
is,
never
oh.
smelled it, but I know it.
You do. You did, for sure, because all the perfumes, the commercial perfumes now, nowadays, use this Ambroxan
Okay.
a lot.
So that's in like basically all synthetic, all commercial perfumes.
Yes, so you go, you when you smell any commercial perfume, if they are completely different, but there is a note in common. This note is ambroxan.
Right.
There is ambroxan in the disinfectant, in the
Yeah.
toilet tissue, in
The washing
the
powder.
insecticide,
Yes, yeah.
in the powder soap. Everywhere is ambroxan.
And the ambroxan then is similar to what's in the ambergris.
It's supposed to be, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I have a little stain on my t-shirt, look, from a drop. See how black it dropped, you know, when I heated it. Dropped on my t-shirt. Wow. It still doesn't smell like anything.
It's going to soon.
You see, this is it. It's going to smell, isn't it? It's magic. And then, of course, if anybody does find it, there's another thing. Commercial perfumer, or not commercial perfumers, but professional perfumers.
Industrial.
Yeah, they like to buy the ambergris it whole. So, like, they'll go for the whole egg. Like, they won't go, you know, like, you got a piece of it. When you have, like, you say, a perfume house, and they're interested in ambergris. They want the whole egg. And the reason, so they don't like it if you cut into it, because it affects. So because it's a natural substance, the outside of the ambergris is going to be different from the inside of the ambergris. It's all going to be different. So they tincture it as a whole, so they'll put the whole egg into the tincture. So they'll get the all. So rather than cutting it up, it's just all. They might break it up,
Absolute.
yeah, the whole lot, yeah, and so that might last them, God, you know, it might last them 100 years, maybe, you know, they might never use it, but it's to keep that consistency then through all. So they might make a perfume so they can use the exact same egg all the way
I
through.
mean, I know
Yeah,
what you mean.
yeah. If anybody finds it, they're better off. Don't be tempted to, if somebody offers you, say, money for a piece of your lump, don't be tempted.
Don't.
Yeah. You can sell that whole lump at a much higher price than a piece, you know, to a perfume house that want to buy the whole thing. But then if you cut it, they might not be as interested as if it's a whole, you know. It's an interesting thing, like, you know, that people might not know, but just if you have it, just don't be tempted to cut
Yes.
into it, you know. If you're thinking of selling, especially if it's a big piece, you know, a big piece like that, a perfume house will often want to buy that big piece. But this is all I've got left of the precious. It's about maybe 2 grams left, or 3 grams,
But
maybe.
it's a big chunk. It's a
Yeah,
big chunk
it's a
still.
big chunk. Yeah, but I mean,
Mine's bigger. Mine it's bigger though. Because I'm so tight with it, you know.
yeah, me
It's
too.
very little, just little scrapes. I do a little powder on it,
Yes,
just like
yeah.
that, you know, because it's so beautiful.
You know what I'd love to
Precious.
know is why I looked into this before, but you know what I found? And then when I looked again, I couldn't find it. So the whale eats the cuttlefish. That's what they like to eat. That's fine. But I read somewhere that the cuttlefish they like to feed on an aromatic plant. Now, I don't know if that's true, but
It's maybe.
why does the ambergris smell so nice? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get, like, why, you know?
Like the musk deer.
Yeah,
Musk
but that's
deer
for
eat. You know
mating.
what
That's for mating
musk
purposes.
do you know what musk deer eat?
No. Oh, oak moss.
Oak moss.
Oh, you see? You see?
And those white trees that smell like leather, betula.
Betula. Oh yeah, betula. There's another name, but I can't. It's not birch. Birch trees.
Yes,
Yes,
bird.
yeah, birch trees. Yeah, they eat the bark, don't
Bird,
they?
yes.
Ah, so you see, this is what I'm thinking. The smell has to be coming from somewhere.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense when you think of it.
Yeah.
Oak moss plus betula. It smells a little bit like the musk.
Yeah. So like, what do the cuttlefish eat? But then I was thinking, maybe it was in a dream. Maybe I didn't really see that, you know, that cuttlefish eat
Some algae,
some
yeah,
algae
they
that has a yeah, an actual scent, and that this is why
yes,
the ambergris
yes.
then smells so good. I'm going to look more into that, you know. It's great fun though, yeah. It's great.
So I love ambergris because of that too, you know.
Yeah, it's that funkiness part of it, you know. I mean, that is the whole thing about natural perfumery as well. It's like, you know, it doesn't have to smell nice. And also, like, you know, a lot of people, I don't know who was one of the perfumers, I think it might have been one of yours, maybe, or was it Martina? It might have been, no, it wasn't. It was one of Justine's perfumers, and she was given the job of making a perfume that smells like an old castle, you know, like the inside of an old castle.
I remember
Yeah,
that.
yeah. And
I
I mean,
remember
that's
that.
what, to me, that's the part of natural perfumery that I like more than, you know, making a nice perfume to smell. You know, I like that art aspect to make something that maybe you might never wear, but I've made something that smells like, you know, the inside of an old castle. You know, I just love that. I love that. It's like you're making like an art. It's, you know, it's not necessarily
Yes,
beautiful.
it's very good. It's very good. I love
Yeah.
it.
I'll let you go. And so you have a workshop after this, have you?
Yeah,
What?
next
Tell
week.
me. Tell me about it.
Intense. Yes.
You're up to so many exciting things.
It's gonna be about my book, and I think the program's going to be in the morning about talking about evaluation and importance of it. Then following a recipe in the afternoon. In the morning, next day is going to be presenting all the families
Wow, lovely.
and the bases of style, you know, citruses and woody and everything. And then build the perfume with those,
Oh, very good.
with the bases. I'm going to take them.
Excellent. And is it one day or 2 days or
Two
weekend or?
days.
Oh, lovely.
Two
It's
days.
hard. It does take a lot of work out. It does take energy though, doesn't
Ah,
it? It does, really.
yes.
You know.
Hard to make it and hard to listen to it too.
Yeah. And are you going to record any of it for?
No.
No.
No record. No, there's no time for it,
No,
you
there's
know.
no time for recording, no.
Such a lot of content, you know.
Yeah. I'll take pictures.
Perhaps, yeah. Not me. I'm gonna be working, you know, I know.
it full? Are there any more places
Yes, it's
available?
full. It's
Oh, it's
20,
full.
21 people.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Oh, that's fantastic. And so we'll anybody that wants to hear of anything coming up in the future as well, they can find you on Facebook. We'll put the link for future
Yeah.
things, and then we'll also put the
It's
link to your book again. But
I've got only Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp.
yeah, I'll put the links to
Because
those as well. And you also have a group on Facebook, don't you?
I have no time
No.
to look at TikTok and every other things, you know. It's too
Yeah,
many
yeah. So, if
social
people want to
things.
contact you or find out about any other workshops that you're doing, they can. I'll put
Yeah,
the link and they can
just
find you.
phone me or, you know, look for me in the on Facebook or in Instagram.
So, I think we've said, well, I don't think we've said all there is to say about ambergris.
No. No, not at all. We just started.
But it is something that I feel like, you know, every perfumer needs to just even smell
At
just what it's like.
least, well, to have a tincture to use sometimes, you know, it's just
Yeah.
beautiful. It's
Yeah, just to experience it,
beautiful.
you know. And again, going back to that as well, and going back to students, and I'm sure you'll be sharing this at your workshop, but you can't, the only way that you can tell if something is real or not or pure is if you've already smelt it, you know, and you know for a fact. So
Hey,
let's say you
once you
know.
smell it, you won't forget.
Yeah, once you smell it, you won't forget it. But you can't just go to a supplier that you don't know and buy something and trust them. You cannot. You've got to go to a trusted supplier first buy the thing, even a little tiny bit, smell it. And then when you buy it from the other supplier, you have something to compare it to. You can't just pick a supplier and they tell you it's natural. They tell you it's this. It sometimes it is natural, but it isn't the real thing. So they will adulterate expensive materials with, like you said, if you're any good, you could make in something that smells like neroli, but it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
neroli, you know?
No, not at
So the
all.
only way is to buy from your reputable suppliers first, and you know 100% that's real, and then you compare, and that's the only way, isn't it?
Because the smell is beautiful for that, you can identify things with your smell.
Yes.
It's a guide for you. You only have to use your smell, the sense of smell, that you develop a lot of sensibilities that you didn't have before. Just have to
Yes.
train your sense of smell to smell, really smell, consciously. As
Consciously.
long as you do that, and you have a piece of ambergris in your hand, tiny bit,
Yes.
just smell it, and you
Yeah.
compare, and you can identify another
You can.
ambergris.
And even from one day to the next, I mean, this is the thing about the nose. It could be one day to the next. Something could you can be just reminded of different things, or sometimes on a hot day, something can smell different to on a cold day. There's so many variables, isn't there?
Yeah,
You know?
and with natural perfumes,
Yeah.
even more.
Even more, because it's like, was this picked in the early summer or in late summer? It's gonna smell maybe different, you know, like it's like cow's milk, you know. We have in Ireland, we have summer butter. Because it's, richer butter than the winter
Yeah.
butter, it's all that kind of thing. It's very
Yes,
similar, isn't
really.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really the same. Yeah. And of course, the good exercise is blind as well, isn't it? Blind, you put a blindfold on, or you don't know what you're smelling, and you have to try and guess.
Try to identify.
Yeah, that's one of the that's
Yeah,
hard.
I'm not good at it.
I'm no good at
To be
that.
honest
You
with you,
are. You
I
are good.
forget. Sometimes they identify with something else, with very distant thing that has something in common,
Yeah. And there's something I
But
love
I
about
can't
lemon.
identify vetiver. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm
Look,
terrible for that.
vetiver is one that is so easily identifiable, isn't it? Yeah.
Only, do you know what's easy for me?
What?
Cinnamon, lemon,
Yeah.
mint,
Yeah, they're all easy.
anise,
Yeah, yeah,
these
yeah, yeah.
things, that's so
Yeah.
obvious.
They're all easy. Well, that's what we should do, actually. I might make a list. There's obviously, there's a group of materials that are really easy, and then there's a group that are, it's like,
Yeah, difficult, yeah.
what is that? What is that? You can't put a name on it,
Yeah, but like coffee is obvious,
Coffee is so
isn't
obvious,
it?
and vanilla and coke, cacao are. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
some fruit are very easily identifiable, but some are difficult, like Boronia and
yeah. Boronia is a hard one. When I was in Australia, actually, I saw Boronia growing really, and smelt it.
Is it pink, is it?
They've all different colors. It's kind of a dark pink, and then they have light pink. It's mostly pink, actually, and kind of a yellowy pink with pink around the edges. And there's so many Boronias. Like, I was at the Botanical Gardens, and they have 20 varieties of Boronia. Some of them are aromatic, and some of them aren't. Yeah. I have a tiny little bit of Boronia left from years ago. Still smells as good as ever. But again, if you don't recognize it, sometimes it's because you've never smelled it before, and that happens as well.
So, like osmanthus, that's quite difficult to identify. And I've got
Osmanthus.
a little tree here.
Oh, do you?
Osmanthus, yeah.
Oh, with the little
I'm
waxy flowers.
mad about
Oh,
plants too.
yeah, me too. Mad about plants. Yeah. But I think the two things go together. natural perfumery and love of botany.
It is the same, isn't it?
It's the same. So what I'll do now, just let our listeners know that, like, I suppose this is not our second podcast, but it's the second podcast in this series. We would love to hear from listeners if they have ideas for maybe if they want us to talk about something. We're probably going to do vetiver next. I think vetiver is telling us that it wants to be next. So we're going to do vetiver next. And also we're going to leave all the links that we've been talking about in the description. And there, anybody that wants to kind of join our newsletter list, they can just join the Perfume Academy Botanical Perfumers Club. It's completely free and they will be kept up to date. And there's lots of other exciting things as well. There's lots of tools that they can use as well and explore. And the link to Anne's book is going to be there. It's an amazing book. And oh yeah, and Anne's readings as well, which we're slowly, they're in Portuguese, but we're translating them to English. So the subtitles will be in English. And Anne is basically reading Justine Crane's book, which was translated into Portuguese. And so it's those readings are really gold. They are gold. Yeah.
It's an exchange of information that's valuable,
Oh,
isn't
it's fantastic. They're getting better. They're even getting better.
it?
Like they were brilliant, and now it's like people are getting more comfortable and you're really starting to explore. I love them. So they're free to join. Anybody can join, and then if you want to watch them, it's €15 and you can just watch them all back. So anybody that wants to join. Sending love. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye
Ciao,
bye.
ciao.